Hi there. The word for you today is, you have a sound mind. We've been talking about this for the last couple of days. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, start saying what God says about you in His Word. Words matter, especially when they're God's words. Look around you. Everything in creation was first a word that was a thought and spoken by God. The Bible says in Genesis 1 verse 14, then God said, let there be, and it was so. God's words contain the power of who He is. So when you believe and speak God's word, you're connecting to His mighty creative logos. Why is it necessary to speak God's word and not just think it? Well, first, because hearing yourself speaking God's word is a wonderful and a powerful reinforcer. Second, because you remember what you recite. Third, because Satan, your enemy, hears you. When Jesus spoke God's word to Satan in the wilderness, the Bible says he fled. And here's another step toward having a sound mind. Act on what God actually says about you. God has given you a sound mind, so that means you have the potential to be a good thinker. Now, if you really believe that, what would you do that you're not doing right now? How big a step of faith would you be willing to take? God has given you the ability to love. If you really believe that, how should it be demonstrated in your attitude and actions toward others? Would you begin to resume giving to your church? Would you forgive someone who has hurt you? Would you serve others instead of being self-absorbed? Nothing builds your faith like acting on God's word. So visualize yourself taking those steps, and it will change the way you feel about yourself. That's how you develop the sound mind principles of Scripture and make them a reality in your life. Okay?